Brachos Daf Hey. Amar Rav Nachman, with regard to Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi's statement, Rav Nachman said, "Im Talmid Chacham Hu Ein Tzarich." If a person is a Torah scholar, he does not need to recite the Shema on his bed, since he's always engaged in the study of Torah, and he will likely fall asleep engrossed in matters of Torah. Abaye said, even a Torah scholar must recite at least one verse of prayer, such as, "Into your hand I entrust my spirit. You have redeemed me, Lord God of truth." From Tehillim Lamed Aleph. Amar Rabbi Levi Archama. Incidental to the verse, "Tremble and do not sin," the Gemara mentions that Rabbi Levi Bar Chama said that Rabbi Shimon ben Lachish said one should always incite his good inclination against his evil inclination, i.e., that one must constantly struggle so that his evil inclination does not lead him to transgression. If one succeeds and subdues his evil inclination, excellent. But if he does not succeed in subduing it, im nitzcha mutav v'im lav yasot betorah shenamar imru v'avavchem. If one succeeds and subdues his evil inclination, excellent. But if he does not succeed in subduing it, he should study Torah, as alluded to in the verse, "Say to your heart." If he subdues his evil inclination, excellent. If not, he should recite Shema, which contains the acceptance of the yoke of God and the concept of reward and punishment, as it is stated in the verse, "Upon your bed," which alludes to the Shema, where it says, "When you lie down." Im nitzcho mutav. If he subdues his evil inclination, excellent. If not, he should remind himself of the day of death, whose silence is alluded to in the continuation of the verse, and to be still, Selah. Rigzu v'al techatahu, imru v'vavchem, Al Mishkavchem, the Domo Sela. Vam Ravi Levi Barchama, Amar Ravi Shimon ben Lakish. My Dixi, Ve'etan Lacha Es Luchos Ha'Evet, Ve'HaTorah, Ve'HaMitzvah, Asher Kasavti, La'HaRosom, Luchos, Elo Aseres HaDibros, Torah, Ze'Mikra, Ve'HaMitzvah, Zo'Mishnah, Asher Kasavti, Elo Nevim, Uksuvi, La'HaRosom, Ze'Talmud, Melamed, Shekulam, Nitnu, La'Moshe, Mi'Sinai. And Rabbi Levi Bar Chama said that Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish said, "God said to Moses, 'Ascend to me on the mountain and be there, and I will give you the stone tablets and the Torah and the mitzvah that I have written, that you may teach them.'" Meaning that God revealed to Moses not only the written Torah, but all of the Torah, as it would be transmitted through the generations. The tablets are the Ten Commandments that were written on the tablets of the covenant. The Torah is the five books of Moses. The mitzvah is the Mishnah, which includes explanations for the mitzvot and how they are to be performed. "That I have written" refers to the prophets and writings, written with divine inspiration. "That you may teach them" refers to the Talmud, which explains the Mishnah. These explanations are the foundation for the rulings of practical halacha. This verse teaches that all aspects of Torah were given to Moshe from Sinai. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Kol HaKorei Kriya Shema Al Mitaso Ki'ilu Ochis Cherev Shel Shtei Pios B'Yado Shne'amar Romamos Kael B'Gronom V'Cherev Pifios B'Yado My Mashma Amar Marzutra V'Itim Rav Ashi Mereisha Den Yon Dixiv Ya'ol Zu Chasidim B'Chavod Yirananu Al Mishkavo Som Uchsiv Basrei, Romamos Kael, Bigronam, Becherav Pifios, Biadam. The Gemara continues its treatment of the recitation of Shema upon one's bed. Rabbi Yitzchak said, anyone who recites Shema on his bed, it is as if he holds a double-edged sword, guarding him from all evil. As it is stated, high praises of God in their mouths, and a double-edged sword in their hands. Tehillim Kuf Mem Tes. The Gemara asks, from where is it inferred that this verse from Psalms refers to the recitation of Shema? Mazutra, and some said Rav Avshi, said, we derive it from the preceding verse, as it is written, let the pious exult in glory, let them joyously sing upon their beds. The praise of God from one's bed is the recitation of Shema. And it is written thereafter, high praises of God in their mouths, and a double-edged sword in their hands. V'amar Rabbi Yitzchak, kol ha'kori kriya Shema l'mitaso mazikin b'deili nehmenu, sh'ne'amar u'bnei reshef yagbiu uf, v'ein uf el ha'torah, sh'ne'amar ha'soif einecha bo v'einenu, v'ein reshef el ha'mazikin, sh'ne'amar mazei rav u'l'chumei reshef v'ketev mariri. And Rabbi Yitzchak said, anyone who recites Shema upon his bed, demons stay away from him. This is alluded to, as it is stated, but man is born into trouble, and the sparks, reshef, fly, oof, upward from Eov, Perek Hay. The verse is explained. The word fly, oof, means nothing other than Torah, as Torah is difficult to grasp and easy to lose, like something that floats away. As it is stated, will you set your eyes upon it? It is gone. For riches certainly make themselves wings, like an eagle that flies into the heavens, from Mishlei, Kaf Gimel. The word sparks means nothing other than demons, as it is stated. Again, sparks, reshef. What example, verse says, wasting of hunger and the devouring of the sparks, reshef, and bitter destruction, ketiv meriri, and the teeth of the beasts I will send upon them with the venom of crawling things of the dust. From Devarim Lamed Beis. Here we see Reshef listed along with Ketev and Meriri, both of which are understood by the sages to be names of demons. So too, Reshef. Amar Rabbi Shimon Melakish, Kol Osik Betori Yisurin Bedelin Haymenu, Shinamar Uvnei Reshef Yagviu Uf, Pein Uf El Torah, Shinamar Hasoi Penecha Bo Veinenu, Pein Reshef El Yisurin, Shinamar Mezei Ra Vulechume Reshef. Regarding this unclear verse, Rabbi Shimon Melakish said, if one engages in Torah study, suffering stays away from him, as it is stated, and the sparks fly upward. And fly means nothing other than Torah, and sparks means nothing other than suffering, as it is stated, wasting of hunger and the devouring of the sparks, equating devouring sparks with wasting hunger, as both are types of suffering. From here, we derive that Torah, through Torah, which is called fly, oof, one is able to distance himself upward from suffering, Reshef, sparks. Amalei Rabbi Yochanan, ha, afili tinoko shel beis rabban yodin oso, shenamar vayomar im shamar tishma lekol Hashem alokecha, v'hayosha v'einav taaseh, v'hazanta lemitzvoso, v'shamarta kol chukav kol machal asher samti v'mitzvayim lo asim alecha, ki ani Hashem rofecha. Ela, kol she'ef shelo lasok v'toro v'eino osik, HaKadosh Baruch Hu mevi yalav yisurin, v'cho orin v'ochrin oso. Shinamar, Nealamti Dumiya Hechashesi Mitov Ucheve Nekar, the Ein Tov Elotora, Shinamar Kilekach Tov Nasati Lachem, Torasi Alta Azov. Rabbi Yochanan said to him, even school children who learn only the written Torah know this concept, as it is stated, and he said, you shall surely hear the voice of the Lord your God, and what is upright in his eyes you shall do, and you shall listen to his commandments and guard his statutes. Any disease that I have placed upon Egypt, I will not place upon you, for I am the Lord your healer. From Shemos Perek Tezvav. Rather, one must interpret the verse. Anyone who is able to engage in Torah study, yet does not engage in that study, not only does the Holy One, blessed be He, fail to protect him, but he brings upon him hideous afflictions that embarrass him and trouble him. As it is stated, I was mute with silence. I was silent from good, and my pain was strong. From Tehillim Lamed Tes. The word good means nothing other than Torah. As it is stated, for I have given you a good portion, my Torah. Do not abandon it. From Mishlei Perek Dalet. The verse should be understood. I have been silent from the study of Torah, and my pain was strong. As a result of not learning, a person experiences, God forbid, pain. Amar Rabbi Zera v'itema Rabbi Chanina bar Papa, bo ra'e shaluka midas ha-kodesh baruch ha-midas basar v'adam. Midas basar v'adam ara mocha chefetz l'chavero mocha atzei v'lukeach sameach. Amal ha-kodesh baruch ha-enu kain. Nasa mehem Torah, l'Yisrael v'samach. Kshine amar ki lakach tov nasadi lechem Torah si al ta'azovu. With regard to the verse, for I have given you a good portion, Rabbi Zera said, and some say Rabbi Chanina bar Papa said, come and see how the characteristics of Hashem are unlike the characteristics of flesh and blood, human beings. It is characteristics of flesh and blood, human beings, that when one sells an object to another person, the seller grieves the loss of his possession, and the buyer rejoices. With regard to Hashem, however, this is not so. He gave the Torah to Israel and rejoiced. As it is stated, for I have given you a good portion, my Torah. Do not abandon it. A good portion is understood as a good purchase. Lekach tov, good purchase. Although God sold the Torah to Yisrael, he rejoices in the sale and praises the object before its new owner, according to Rabbi Yehoshiyahu Pinto. Amar Rava v'itema Rav Chisda, im roa adam shi'isorin ba'an olav, yifash pesh b'maiso, sh'ne'amar nach besadrochenu v'nachkora v'nashuva ad Hashem. Pish pesh v'lo matzo, yitle b'bitol Torah, sh'ne'amar ashri ha'gever asher t'yasranu yah, previously, the Gemara discussed suffering that results from one's transgressions. The Gemara shifts the focus and discusses suffering that does not result from one's transgressions, and the suffering of the that does not result from one's transgressions, and the suffering of the righteous. Rava and some say Rav Chisda. I believe Rava and Rav Chisda both married the same wife, one subsequent to the other. So either Rava or Rav Chisda said, if a person sees that suffering has befallen him, he should examine his actions. Generally, suffering comes about as a punishment for one's transgressions. As it is stated, we will search and examine our ways and return to Hashem. From Eicha Perikimel. If he examined his ways and found no transgression for which that suffering is appropriate, he may attribute his suffering to dereliction in the study of Torah. God punishes an individual for dereliction in the study of Torah in order to emphasize the gravity of the issue. As it is stated, happy is the man whom you punish, Lord, and teach out of your law. From Tehillim Tzadik Dalet. This verse teaches us that his suffering will cause him to return to your law. Vim tala v'lo matza, v'yadu ishi yisurin shel ahava haim, sh'nehamar ki es asher yehav Hashem yochiach. And if he did attribute his suffering to dereliction in the study of Torah, and did not find this to be so, he may be confident that these are afflictions of love. As it is stated, for whom the Lord loves, he rebukes, as does a father the son in whom he delights. From Mishlei Perikimel. Amar Rav Sechora, Amar Rav Huna, kol she'al kodesh baruch hu chafetz bo, medako b'yisuri, sh'ne'amar v'ashem chafetz dako hecheli. So too Rav Huna said, anyone whom Hashem delights in, he oppresses him with suffering. As it is stated, yet in whom the Lord delights, he oppresses him with disease, to see if his soul would offer itself in guilt, that he might see his children lengthen his days, and that the desire of Hashem might prosper by his hand. This from Yeshayahu Perek Nun Gimel. This verse illustrates that in whomever Hashem delights, he afflicts with illness. Yachol afilu lo kibla me'ahava, tamaloma im tasim asham nafsho, ma asham ladas, af yisurin ladas. I might have thought that God delights in him even if he does not accept his suffering with love. Therefore the verse teaches, if his soul would offer itself in guilt, meaning just as a guilt offering is brought knowingly, as it is one of the sacrifices offered willingly, without coercion, so too his suffering must be accepted knowingly, willingly. V'im kiblam mascharo yirazera ya'arich yam v'lo od ela shatomaru b'skayim b'yaro sh'nehemar b'chepetz Hashem b'yaro yitzlach. And if one accepts that suffering with love, what is his reward? And the second part of the verse states that he might see his children lengthen his days. So I'll have a long life for generations. Moreover, in addition to these earthly rewards, his Torah study will endure, and his Torah study will be successful. As it is stated, the purpose of Hashem, the Torah, the revelation of God's will, might prosper by his hand. That's Bechepetz Hashem, Biyado Yitzlach. Pligi bo Rabbi Yaakov Baridi bo Rabbi Yaakov Bar Chanina. Chara mo Elohim Yisurim Shal Ahava. Kol she'im bahem bitl Torah. Shneamar, Asher ha-gever she'ti asranu ya, umi Torah schatel amdenu. With regard to the acceptance of affliction with love and what exactly this entails, Rabbi Yaakov Bar Idi and Rabbi Yaakov Bar Chanina disagree. One of them said, afflictions of love are any that do not cause dereliction in the study of Torah. That means any which do not afflict his body to the extent that he is unable to study Torah. As it is stated, happy is the man whom you afflict, Hashem, and teach from your Torah. Afflictions of love are when you teach from your Torah, and not when he's unable to learn. V'chad amar Elohim yisurin shel ahava, kol she'ein behen bitl tfila, she'ne'amar baruch elokim, asher lo heser tfilasi, v'chasdo me'iti. And one said, afflictions of love are any that do not cause dereliction in the recitation of prayer. As it is stated, blessed is Hashem who did not turn away my prayer. From Tehillim, Samech Vav. Despite his suffering, the afflicted person is capable still of praying to Hashem. Amaluhu Rabbi Abba Bereda Rabbi Chia Bar Abba. Hachi Amar Rabbi Chia Bar Abba. Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Elu ve'elu yisurim she'alava hein she'nemar ki es asher ye'ahav Hashem yochiyah. Rabbi Abba son of Rabbi Chia Bar Abba said, my father Rabbi Chia Bar Abba said that Rabbi Yochanan said as follows. Both, even afflictions that cause dereliction in the study of Torah, and those that cause dereliction in the recitation of prayer, are, in fact, afflictions of love. As with regard to the one who suffers without transgression, it is stated, for whom he loves, he rebukes. And inability to study Torah and to pray are included among the afflictions. In other words, that's part of the punishment, is that he's not able to learn or daven. What then is the meaning when the verse states, and teach him from your Torah? Do not read and teach to mean to teach him, rather, and teach us. Teach us the value of this affliction from your Torah. Kal v'chomer mishen v'ayin. Ma shen v'ayin shen echad be'evarov shalom. Eved yotzi behen l'cherus. Yisurin shememarkin kol gufal shel adam alachas kama v'kama. This is taught through an a fortiori inference from the law concerning the tooth and eye of a slave. The tooth and eye are each a single limb of a person, and if his master damages either, the slave thereby obtains his freedom, suffering that cleanses a person's entire body. So therefore, suffering that cleanses a person's entire body, all the more so, should one attain freedom, which is atonement from his sins. The Hainudu Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, Dam Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, Ne'amar Bris, Ve'melach, Ve'namar Bris B'Yisurim, Ne'amar Bris B'melach, Dichsiv, Ve'lo Sashbis Melach Bris, Ve'namar Bris B'Yisurim, Dichsiv, Ela Divrei HaBris, Ma Bris Ha'amar B'melach, Melach Memateket Es HaBasar, Av Bris Ha'amar B'Yisurim, Yisurim Memarkin Kol Avonosav Shel Adam. And this is like the statement of Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish. As Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish said, the word covenant is used with regard to salt, and the word covenant is used with regard to afflictions. The word covenant is used with regard to salt, as it is written, the salt of the covenant with your God should not be excluded from your meal offering. With all your sacrifices, you must offer salt. From Vayikra Perek Beis. And the word covenant is used with regard to afflictions, as it is written, these are the words of the covenant in Devarim Kafches. Just as in the covenant mentioned with regard to salt, the salt sweetens the taste of the meat and renders it edible, so too in the covenant mentioned with regard to suffering, the suffering cleanses a person's transgressions, purifying him for a more sublime existence. Tanya, Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai Omer, Sholosh Matanas Tovas Nasan HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael, Bekulan Lo Nesanon Ela Al Yidei Yisurin, Elohim, Torah of Eretz Yisrael, Ha'olam Haba, Additionally, it was taught in a braisa with regard to affliction. Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai says, Hashem gave Yisrael three precious gifts, all of which were only given by means of suffering, which purified Yisrael so that they may merit to receive them. These gifts are Torah, Eretz Yisrael, and the world to come. Torah Minayin, Shenamar, Ashri HaGever, Asher Estiyas Renu Yah, Umitoras Chasamam Denu. From where is it derived that Torah is only acquired by means of suffering? As it is said, happy is the man whom you afflict, Lord. After which it says, and teach from your Torah. Eretz Yisrael Dichsiv, Kika Asher Yayasar Ishas Benoa Hashem Alokecha, Miyasrecha, Uksiv Asrei, Ki Hashem Alokecha, Miliyacha, El Eretz Tovo. Eretz Yisrael, as it is written, as a man rebukes his son, so does Hashem, your God, rebuke you. From Dvarim, Perek Ches. And it is written thereafter, for the Lord your God will bring you to a good land. Ha'olam haba, dichsiv, kiner mitzvah, v'torah or, v'derech chaim, tochachos mosar. World to come, as it is written, for the mitzvah is a lamp, the Torah is light, and the reproofs of instruction are the way of life. From Mishlei, Perek Bo. One may derive at the lamp of mitzvah and the light of Torah that exist in the world to come only by means of reproofs of instruction of in this world. Kiner mitzvah v'torah or v'derech chaim. How do you get there? By tochachos mosar. Tani tana kamei d'Rabbi Yochanan. Kala osik v'torah v'gmilas chasadim. A tana taught the following braisa before Rabbi Yochanan. If one engages in Torah and acts of charity, switching to daf hey on the base, the kovar is banav, mochli lo is al kol banosa, and buries his sons, Rachman al-Tlan, all his transgressions are forgiven. Amel Rabbi Yochanan, bishlam Torah ugminus chasadim dichsiv bechesed ve'emes yichu b'ravon, chesed zugminus chasadim, shenamar rodev tzedakah v'chesed yimsechayim, tzedakah v'chavot, emes zo Torah, shenamar emes kanei ve'altin kor. Ella Kovar Esbanav Minayin. Rabbi Yochanan said to him, what is your source for this? Granted, if one engages in Torah and acts of charity, his transgressions are forgiven. As it is written, with mercy and truth, iniquity is expiated. From Mishlei, Perek Tezayin. Mercy refers to acts of charity. As it is stated, he who pursues charity and mercy finds life, charity, and honor. From Mishlei Kafalat, mercy and charity are listed together. And truth refers to Torah, as it is stated, buy truth and do not sell it. Also wisdom, guidance, and understanding. From Mishlei Kafkimo. However, from where is it derived that the transgressions of one who buries his sons are also forgiven? Tanalei ha-husavo mishum Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. Asya avon avon. Ksiv hacha b'chesed emes yuchu bar avon. Uksiv hasimu mishalim avon avos. El chek b'nehem. An answer was provided to Rabbi Yochanan when a certain elder taught him in the name of Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai. This conclusion is derived from a verbal analogy between the words iniquity and iniquity. Here it is written, with mercy and truth, iniquity is expiated. And there it is written, he repays the iniquity of the fathers unto the bosom of their children. From Yirmiyahu, Lamed Beis. Because he repays the iniquity of the fathers unto the bosom of the children, the father's transgressions are therefore forgiven. So a person who, God forbid, loses his children has his sins forgiven. On Rabbi Yochanan, the Gaim Ubanim, Einam Yisraim Shalava. Rabbi Yochanan said, leprosy and suffering due to children are not afflictions of love. On the Gaim Lo, the Hatanya, Kol Meshi Yesh Bo Echem Ne'arvar Maros Negaim Halalu, Einan Ella Mizbech Kaparot. The Gemara asks, is leprosy not an affliction of love? Didn't we learn in a braisa? If one has any of the four signs of leprosy, this is based on Sefer Vayikra Perek Yud Gimel. So they are nothing other than an altar of atonement. Mizbech kapara havu. Yisurin shalava lo havu. The Gemara answers, although the signs of leprosy are an altar of atonement for one's transgressions, but they are not afflictions of love. Bibay Usema ha lon v'ha lehu. And if you wish, say instead, this braisa which says that leprosy is an affliction of love is for us in Babylonia. Because outside of Eretz Yisrael, we are not as careful in the laws of ritual impurity, and one afflicted with leprosy may interact with others, mitigating his suffering. So then, it can be an affliction of love. And that statement of Rabbi Yochanan that leprosy is not an affliction of love, is for them in Eretz Yisrael, where they are exceedingly careful of the laws of ritual purity, and the suffering of a leper is great because he is banished from society, according to Rav Haigom. And if you wish, say instead, this brisa, which says that leprosy is an affliction of love, refers to concealed leprosy that only strikes the concealed areas of one's body. But that statement of Rabbi Yochanan refers to visible leprosy that causes those who see it to distance themselves from the leper. So if people are distancing themselves, so that's not Yisurin Sha'ava. If it's covered up and people are associating with you, that could be Yisurin Sha'ava. Ubanim lo, heichidami. The Gemara continues to object. And suffering due to children is not an affliction of love. The Gemara clarifies. What are the circumstances? If you say that he had children and they died, didn't Rabbi Yochanan himself say, while consoling the victim of a catastrophe, this is the bone of my 10th son? Rabbi Yochanan experienced the death of 10 of his children, and he kept a small bone from his 10th child as a painful memorial. He would show that bone to others in order to console them. And since he showed it to them, the deaths of his children must certainly have been afflictions of love. He consoled others by displaying that there is an element of intimacy with Hashem that exists in that suffering, according to Tosfot. Why then would Rabbi Yochanan have said that suffering due to children is not afflictions of love? Rather, one must conclude that when Rabbi Yochanan said that those afflictions are not afflictions of love, he was speaking with regard to one who has no children. And when one had children, and those children died, this could very well be considered afflictions of love. I think you see clearly from this Gemara that it is more painful to not have children at all, to not have children at all, than to have children and then lose them. Rabbi Chiya bar Abba Chalash, Al Gabei Rabbi Yochanan, Amalei Chaviva Nalech Yisurin, Amalei Lohein Velo Scharan. Amalei, Havli Yadach, Yahavle, Yadei, Vukmi. The Gemara continues to address the issue of suffering and affliction. Rabbi Yochanan's student, Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, fell ill. Rabbi Yochanan entered to visit him and said to him, is your suffering dear to you? Do you desire to be ill and afflicted? Rabbi Chiya said to him, I welcome neither the suffering nor its reward. As one who welcomes the suffering with love is rewarded. Rabbi Yochanan said to him, give me your hand. Rabbi Chiya bar Abba gave him his hand. And Rabbi Yochanan stood him up and restored him to his health. Rabbi Yochanan Chalash, Ala Gabi Rabbi Chanina, Amalei Chaviven Alech Yisurin, Amalei Lohein Veloschar, Amalei Havli Yadach, Yahavlei Yadei Veukme. Similarly, Rabbi Yochanan fell ill. Rabbi Chanina entered to visit him and said to him, is your suffering dear to you? Rabbi Yochanan said to him, I welcome neither the suffering nor its reward. Rabbi Chanina said to him, give me your hand. He gave him his hand, and Rabbi Chanina stood him up and restored him to health. Amai, Lokim Rabbi Yochanan Lenafshei. The Gemara asks, why did Rabbi Yochanan wait for Rabbi Chanina to restore him to health? If he was able to heal his student, Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, so let Rabbi Yochanan stand up by himself. Amri, in Chovash Matra Atma Bibes HaAsurim, the Gemara answers, they say, a prisoner cannot generally free himself from prison, but depends on others to release him from his shackles. Rabbi Elazar Chalash, Alagabi Rabbi Yochanan, Chazada Hava, the base uphill. Galilee is right. Unafala Horo. Chazia de Havak of Bachi Rabbi Elazar. Amalei Amaika Bachis. Imishim Torah de Lo Apesht Shaninu. Echad of Abbe, Echad of Abbe, Wahachi, Havaliba Shemai. The Imishim is on a local on himself, the station Hanos. The Imishim Bane. The Imishim Bane. Dane Gamma de Asira Abir. The Gemara relates that Rabbi Elazar, another of Rabbi Yochanan's students, fell ill. Rabbi Yochanan entered to visit him and saw that he was lying in a dark room. Rabbi Yochanan exposed his arm, and light radiated from his flesh, filling the house. He saw that Rabbi Elazar was crying and said to him, why are you crying? Thinking that his crying was over the suffering that he had endured throughout his life, Rabbi Yochanan attempted to comfort him. If you're weeping because you didn't study as much Torah as you would have liked, so we learned, one who brings a substantial sacrifice and one who brings a meager sacrifice have equal merit, as long as he directs his heart toward heaven. If you're weeping because you lack sustenance and are unable to earn a livelihood, as Rabbi Elazar said, as Rabbi Elazar was quite poor, So not every person merits to eat off of two tables, one of wealth and one of Torah. So you need not bemoan the fact that you're not wealthy. If you are crying over children who have died, so this is the bone of my 10th son, and suffering of that kind afflicts great people, and they are afflictions of love. This is how Rabbi Yochanan tried to console Rabbi Elazar. Amalei, lahai shufra de bale ba'afrika b'chinam. Amalei, al dov bade kabachis u'b'cho tavai. Rabbi Elazar said to Rabbi Yochanan, I'm not crying over my misfortune, but rather over this beauty of yours that will decompose in the earth. As Rabbi Yochanan's beauty caused him to consider human mortality. Meaning Rabbi Elazar started to think about, oh, this great beauty is not going to last forever. Rabbi Yochanan said to him, over this, it is certainly appropriate to weep. Both cried over the fleeting nature of beauty in the world and death that eventually overcomes all. Anahachi v'hachi amalei chaviven alechi yisurin amalei lohem v'loschar amalei havli yadav yahavli yadei v'okme. Meanwhile, Rabbi Yochanan said to him, is your suffering dear to you? Rabbi Elazar said to him, I welcome neither the suffering nor its reward. Upon hearing this, Rabbi Yochanan said to him, give me your hand. Rabbi Elazar gave him his hand, and Rabbi Yochanan stood him up and restored him to health. Bavuna tekifulei arba mea dane dechem. Alagabar Rabbi Yehuda. Achua de Rav Sala v'chesida v'rabbanan. Va'amrila ravada barahava v'rabbanan. Va'amrila va'amrila la'ayin ba'mar v'milei. Amalahu omi chashidna be'enaychu. Amalei mi'chashi kutcha brichu de'ave dina b'lo dina b'lo dina. The Gemara relates another story regarding an acknowledgement of the justice of divine punishment. 400 barrels of Rav Huda's wine fermented and turned into vinegar, causing him great financial loss. Rav Yehuda, the brother of Rav Sala the pious, along with the sages, and some say Rav Adabar Ava, along with the sages, entered to visit him and said, the master, meaning Rav Huda, should examine his actions, as perhaps he committed a transgression for which he is being punished. Rav Huda said to them, am I suspect in your eyes? Have I committed a transgression on account of which you advise me to examine my behavior? They said to him, is Hashem suspect that he exacts punishment without justice? Your loss was certainly just, and you must examine your conduct to find out why. The sages were aware of a flaw in Rav Huna's conduct, and that's what they were alluding to, according to Tosfot. Amalehu, I ikamandish mia alai melsa lema. Amalei, hakish mia alai, delo yaiv mar shavisha la'arise. Rav Huna said to him, if someone has heard something improper that I have done, let him say so. They said to him, we have heard that the master does not give a share of his grapevines to his tenant farmers. A tenant farmer is entitled to a portion of the crop grown on his landlord's property, as well as a share of the vines planted during a given year. Amalehu, mi kashavik b'midi minei? Ha kagani le'kule. Rav Huna said to them, does this tenant farmer leave me anything from the produce that he grows on my property? He steals it all. Consequently, in denying him his share of the grapevines, I am simply recouping that which was stolen from me by this tenant farmer. Amalehu, kabelna alai di'ahev nalei. Ikere amri harachala v'ahava chamra, v'ikere amri iyakachala v'idamid b'dimei chamra. They said to him, that is the meaning of the folk saying, one who steals from a thief has a taste of theft. Despite the fact that the property was stolen to begin with, one nevertheless engages in theft. Although he did not violate a prohibition per se, it still is a form of theft, and one who is held to a higher standard, like a gadol hador Rav Huna, that's a higher standard than others, so he's going to be punished for it. He said to them, I accept upon myself to give my tenant farmer his portion in the future. Thereupon, as a result of Rav Huna's repentance, God restored his loss. Some say his vinegar turned back into wine, and some say that the price of vinegar rose, and it was sold at the price of wine. Tanya Abba bin Yamin Omer, Al Shnei Dvarim Ha'isi Mitztar Kol Yomai, Al Filasi Shetehe Lifnei Mitasi, Al Mitasi Shetehe Nesuna Bein Tzavon Lidaro,
Lo
The Gemara returns to the topic of prayer. It was taught in a Braisa that the Tana Abba Ben Yamin would say, all of my life I have taken great pains with regard to two things, that my prayer should be before my bed, and that my bed should be placed north to south. Abba Ben Yamin's statement requires explanation. With regard to his statement that my prayer should be before my bed, the Gemara asks, what does before my bed mean? If you say that it literally means that he would stand before his bed and pray, that is difficult. As Rabbi Huda said, that Rav said, and some say that Rabbi Shimon Levi said, from where is it derived that one who prays should have nothing separating between him and the wall? As it is stated in Chizkiyahu, turned to face the wall and prayed, from Yeshayahu, Perek, Lamed Ches, in order to facilitate his concentration during prayer. That being said, why would Abba Ben Yamin pray before his bed? Rather, do not say that before my bed refers to where he stood during prayer, like in front of the bed. No, but rather say that he prayed adjacent to the time that he would retire to bed. He was careful to recite the Shema and recite the evening prayer just before going to sleep, according to Rabbeinu Hanan. V'almitasi shitein asuna bein tzafon ledarom, and Abba Ben Yamin's statement that my bed should be placed north to south was in deference to the Shechina, which rests between east and west in the direction of the temple, as the Holy of Holies was to the west, while the main entrance was to the east. Therefore, the sages were careful not to perform actions inconsistent with that sanctity while facing east to west, and therefore Abba Ben Yamin was careful not to sleep in a bed that faced east to west. In praise of that stringency, the sages added that Rabbi Chanina said that Rabbi Yitzchak said, one who places his bed facing north to south will be rewarded with male children. As it is stated, and whose belly will you fill with your treasure? Utzfunecha, who have sons in plenty and leave their abundance to their babies. From Tehillim Yudzayin, this verse indicates that one who sets his bed facing north will be rewarded with sons in plenty, as north, Tzafon, is etymologically similar to your treasure, Tzifunecha. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak Amar, Af ein ish dama pelas nafalin, ksiv hacha utzifuncha temali bitnam, uksiv hazam, vayimali yamea laledes, vihine tomim bevitnam. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak said, moreover, his wife will not miscarry. From where do we derive this? It is written here, and whose belly you fill temali with your treasure. And it is written there concerning Rivka's pregnancy, and her time to give birth was fulfilled. Vayimalu. Vayimalu. And there were twins in her belly. From Breshis Kafhe. Consequently, you fill with your treasure refers to a pregnancy that proceeds without complication. Tanya, Abba Ben Yamin no Mishnaim, Shenichnasu Lehispala, Vakara Mecha Lehispala, Valohim Tenis Chaperu, Vyatza, Torvin Lot Vilosu Bifanav, Shenam, Ratorik Navsha Ba'apo, Halaman Chateyozev, Aretz. Another of Abba Ben Yamin's statement with regard to the laws of prayer was taught in a Braisa. Abba Ben Yamin says, if two people enter a synagogue outside of the city in order to pray, and one began praying before the other and did not wait for the other person to complete his prayer and left him alone in the synagogue, his prayer is thrown back in his face. Because he left the other person alone and caused him to be distracted during his tefillah, his own tefillah is thrown back in his face. As it is stated, you who throw your soul in your face, for your sake will the earth be forsaken. You who throw your soul in your face, for your sake will the earth be forsaken. The rock will be moved from its place. From Iyov Yerches. This verse indicates that one who left the other person alone effectively causes his soul, as the prayer is the outpouring of the soul before God, to be thrown in his face. God says to that person, for your sake, do you think because you left, the earth will be forsaken? That God will leave the world and the prayer of the other person will go unheard. Not only that, but it causes the divine presence to remove itself from Israel, as it is stated in the continuation of the verse. The rock will be moved from its place. The rock, Hashem, is forced to remove his presence, and rock means nothing other than Hashem. As it is stated, of the rock that gave birth to you, you have been unmindful, and you have forgotten Hashem who bore you. From Drayim Lamed Beis. V'im himtin lo mascharo, and if he waits for him in the synagogue, what is his reward? Is his reward proportionate to the punishment received by one who failed to do so? This concludes Daf Pei.